You're listening to All Around Rotary Podcast, Episode 1 for Rotary Year 2023-2024. This runs about 18 minutes.
Visiting with the Rotary Club of Des Moines president, Becky Greenwald. And Becky just came into this position starting on July 1st. So she's 45 days into this wonderful new position. And Becky, welcome. We're glad you're here with us today.
Thank you, Sean. It's delightful to spend this time with you. And thank you for your podcast. It's a wonderful tool.
Well, mutual admiration. Thank you for that, Becky. So I am very interested in your initiative called the 1911 Challenge, because 1911 is when Club 27 was first charted. In fact, we were the 27th chapter in all of, and I'm not going to get this right, Rotarydom, if I may say that, over, you know, and today we're what, 35,000 plus chapters?
More than that, we're over 46,000 chapters. 46,000 challenges.
Oh my gosh. And so 46,000 chapters worldwide, and dear old Des Moines, Iowa was chapter 27. So tell me more about your idea on this 9/11 challenge. I'm interested.
Very good. Well, that's definitely something in itself to be celebrating. Now, we've got a rich history here in our community of Des Moines, and we're going to continue that for another 112 years.
We just recently
celebrated our 112th birthday on August 1st, and we're going to keep moving this forward. We want to be sure that our existing members and our new members know the history of our club and how we're going to continue to make us proud. And so the 1911 challenge came into being thinking, what can we do that will kind of put some fun and some sizzle or sass into the things that we know our Rotary Club members like to do to make our club great? And we thought, well, let's just have a little self-administered contest. And when the members accumulate points for doing different activities that benefit our club and our community, they can give themselves some points. And when they hit 1,911 points, they turn this information sheet in to Kitty at our headquarters, and they become achievers in our 1911 club.
Oh, what a great opportunity to, well, not only involve our members, but also to imbue the value of the history that we bring to Rotary and service above self in the Des Moines community, right? Am I right about that?
Absolutely. That's exactly it. And so many of our members don't know about this rich history, even recent history. And so we want to help bring everybody forward and also just have a fun way of recognizing it. And I got to say, this is going to be a little easier than an ice bucket challenge or something like that. I might have some fun wild ideas, but we'll stick to this one. And so we're going to say, what are the things that are going to help us continue to be the vibrant club that we are and want to make other people just join us because they know we're having fun and doing good in the name of Rotary.
We are.
And so we've got a little scoring system. And again, it's each member keeps track of themselves, and we'd like each member to kind of take this challenge to heart and say, hey, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to bring along three other Rotary Club members just to kind of keep touch base with them and see how they're doing in the challenge. You know, a little healthy competition is good for the soul.
Of course. What a great idea. Because, you know, as we talk about and announce every week at our meetings, the five-way test, right? You know, is it fair to all concerned? Do we do good in the community? Will it benefit others? And, you know, ultimately, thanks to you, is it fun?
Exactly.
Right. And yes. So we have such a wonderful opportunity to really imbue that. I have to say, we meet on the 34th floor of the Rouen Center in downtown Des Moines. And because the dining area is located in the northwest corner of that high-rise building, we have the luxury of looking out to the north and seeing the location of the original meeting place at essentially, you know, 7th and High Street, the northeast corner of 7th and High, which is now a parking lot for St. Ambrose, right?
That's exactly right.
And we have the opportunity to look down there and say, hey, you know, 100 years forward plus, the Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, is still vibrant and still a major force of good in the Des Moines community. And this 1911 challenge is just a burnishment of that.
Great. I agree so much. You know, that parking lot used to be the home of the Grant Club. And of course, we know that's long gone. So who knows what will be there in the next 112 years. Don't think I'll be around to check it out, but I want people to remember what we were doing here in the 2020s.
Exactly. So the thing I like about this whole idea of the 1911 challenge is the fact that it's open to all of our club members. We have very dedicated, loyal members from a variety of different industries in our club. And almost to a T, they all can participate, right?
Absolutely. The more, the better.
Yes.
That's absolutely right, Sean. And what we want to do is make sure that all of our members know that we welcome them to participate in this fun challenge. It's going to be great for our existing leadership, our board members, our chapter chairs and vice chairs, encouraging other members to come along and do the challenge with them and just have some fun in good spirited fun. Plus be doing good and earning bragging rights for those that achieve the 1911 status. And that means collecting 1,911 points towards the challenge.
You know, as I hear you talk about that, Becky, I'm sorry. I just can't help but get excited for the value of what we as a club bring to our community. And as you know, there are any number of intersections that our club feels are important in the community. And that includes our Educator of the Year Awards, our Firefighter and Peace Officer Awards that we do every year. And then towards the end of the year, our Rotary Club of Foundation funds a $40,000 grant to an organization within the Des Moines community that we can look to provide better services, better benefit to the citizens. And those of us who participate in this 9/11 challenge certainly have a stake in each of those service-oriented opportunities, right? Am I right on that?
You are right on the target, not only participating by making donations to the foundation and to the club, but also when you choose to participate in different charitable activities that the club is sponsoring. For instance, we have an opportunity for people to get a dollar sign on their name badge, and that means upfront they contributed a $150 donation to the Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation, which is in addition to the $25 that you contribute each quarter when you get your chapter dues, your quarterly dues, I should say. And then if you choose to make additional donations to the Rotary Club of Des Moines Foundation on top of that $150 commitment, you get 2 points for each additional dollar you put in. And don't worry, if you don't want people to know how generous you are, put those points down, and we won't be sharing that information specifically. We're just going to talk about who reaches the 1,911 point score.
I think that is just a fabulous, fabulous idea. So as you think about the Rotary Club of Des Moines, what are some of your touch points that says, you know, what we're doing in our community, what we're doing in our district, and what we're doing in the larger environment of Rotary is important to you and how you contribute to the value of putting service above self?
Well, my first attraction to Rotary came when I realized what Rotary was doing to eradicate polio.
Yes.
And years ago, I was very active in the March of Dimes Birth Defects Foundation, who had a lot to do with helping fund the vaccine that is available. And I just thought, what a wonderful thing. And then to partner with the Gates Foundation to multiply those funds was just fantastic. And then just seeing how the money is so carefully managed so that you know when you're giving these philanthropic dollars, it's going mostly to the good work that needs to be done and not being taken up with administrative costs. So it's a win-win any way you look at it.
I couldn't agree more. That's certainly an attractive element to what Rotary is. But, you know, this year, Becky, from a personal perspective, I appreciate that you're emphasizing that, yes, Rotary is service above self, but Rotary is also about business. It's about forming relationships. It's about forming those connections within the community that allow us as members, and I'm speaking personally here, allowing us as members to broaden our network. And the vocation that we're called to do individually, I personally am involved with fire protection. You're personally involved with the value add of Red Cross and all of the good things that those folks do. And we have any number of other members across a variety of industries that see their individual roles in their industries as a vocation to do good in the community. And to me, that is, again, I use this word force multiplier simply to say that Rotary allows you to amplify your impact in the community. And I would hope that as you talk about the value of being a Rotary member and attracting others to Rotary, that they see themselves as a part of being that good that can happen as a result of their individual calling and vocation in the marketplace. So I would invite your comments about your emphasis on Club 27 is business.
That's right. And that's what our tagline is, that Club 27 means business. And you can take that multiple ways. But number one, we are about the organizations in our community and collectively coming together to make an impact. And thinking about our Rotary Rosie Reader van and the money that we donated a few years ago that allowed that van to travel around the community on behalf of the Des Moines Public Library. The van was purchased on behalf of the Des Moines Public Library Foundation by our Rotary Club. And, you know, you just see that opportunity driving around Des Moines, yes, bringing books and fun to children of all ages. That's just one example. And then what we did last year to help fund the children's garden that's being developed as we speak at the Des Moines Botanical Gardens. The big grant on our centennial year in 2011 to the World Food Prize Foundation.
Yes.
You know, to walk down there and take a look at that beautiful garden that's just west of the foundation, the World Food Prize Laureate building, and see the magnificent garden, just pieces of beauty in our downtown area. So what's the project of the future? How are we going to fund that? How do we keep our club vibrant? Have fun doing good work. And let's put our 1911 challenge to use to help do those two things.
Friends, we have been having a wonderful conversation with Becky Greenwald, who is the president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, and a very unique opportunity for those members to participate in what is being referred to as the 1911 Challenge. 1911 being the year that Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, was chartered by Rotary International and Paul Harris and his friends out of Chicago. And it's a wonderful opportunity to connect not only with the past and not only with the present, but oh my gosh, to Becky's point, to connect what will those future projects be that Club 27 can be a part of in the Des Moines community to impact the lives and livelihood of those that we commune with here in the Des Moines community. Becky, thank you so much for being a part of All Around Rotary Podcast. And I'll just give you the opportunity to offer any final thoughts that you might have, not only about the 1911 challenge, but maybe about Club 27.
We just invite people to attend our Thursday at noon meetings to find out that we do mean business at Club 27, and that we've got our five-way test where we do all those good things of Rotary plus have fun. And we also want to magnify the good works that we're already doing, but be sure we have fun while we're doing it. So the 1911 challenge, game on. Sean, I challenge you. Are you going to get to 1911 points?
Do I get any points for putting the podcast together, Becky? Oh,
sorry, we didn't put that in the deal. We're looking for things that everybody can participate in. But we'll have a special kudos for you
in the podcast. As you know, friend, I had to ask. But of course. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today on All Around Rotary Podcast, Becky. And friends, I hope to see all of you around Rotary.